Well, I'm actually sitting at the bar at Hickory Tavern because I'm doing exactly what Captain Atack said, that businesses were open, and if you could get there on foot, they were open. And there's probably 15 or 20 people here in the Hickory Tavern. I walked into the lobby of the Hampton Inn and Suites, and there were obviously a very tense atmosphere in there, but there were some people checking in, and otherwise they didn't want anybody else to be in there. So I guess I'm just kind of hanging out, waiting to see what the next move is here. My guess is there'll be a flurry of activity when and if they can get this guy off the roof. It's a strange scene, Aaron, because there's yellow police tape all around, from one post to another. But there's bikers riding around, and there's joggers jogging around. They've come up from the trail behind all of this. And so I think it's a little bit of a difficult thing for the police to manage, but it seems like it's not really a dangerous situation for the public. I think they're just trying to make sure that they can get this guy off the roof safely. So it's a little weird here, but I'm on the spot, and I'll stay here until there's resolution. And right now, there's still two negotiators on the roof, and they are apparently just trying to talk the guy down. That's the last I could hear. There are people who are managing and running some of the businesses here at 300 East Main that are scurrying around a little bit, and we don't exactly know what they're scurrying for, but there hasn't been any real activity that would indicate that anything has changed. So when it does, I'll be right on the phone with you.
Well, we've had a long time of following this, Art, and said the vibe there was very odd, and I can certainly imagine that being the case. Do you get the sense that people there, whether it's police officers or just sort of onlookers on the scene, are concerned that this is not going to be resolved positively, or is there just sort of, it sounds like there's just sort of a general sense that this is going to be resolved positively, but is that something that you get from the police as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's very weird. I see Kevin Rooney, who is the general manager of the Hampton Inn and Suites, who is standing outside and just greeted somebody who somehow drove his car right into the circle in front of the hotel. And he's going in, and I'm sure he's being questioned for what reason he's going in. Captain Atack said that if you have reservations for the Hampton Inn, you should go to the back door. And so I tried to see where that was and couldn't find it. But again, the people who are checking in through the front door. I'm not sure how they're getting here because all the roads are blocked off. And all the movement, 99% of the movement, is on foot or by bicycle. And the people who have been in the business, these merchants and businesses, while this thing has been going on, have not been asked to leave. So from that standpoint, they've obviously deemed it not a dangerous situation to anyone, to the public. And they're just people walking around all over the place. Some of them have heard about what's going on. As I was walking down, I parked outside of where the area was cordoned off, and I walked down the biking trail behind the Hampton Inn, and most of the bikers and walkers were kind of oblivious to what was going on, but one woman who walked by me, I saw me looking up on the roof of the Hampton Inn, and she said, can you see him, or have they gotten him down yet? So she was very clearly had known what was happening, and then at that time we both looked up and didn't see anything, and then I was able to move around sort of behind the Art Center and the Cradle, and that's where I saw the two men walking back and forth at the top of the roof. But he's obviously unarmed, only a danger to himself at this point. Mm-hmm. And two negotiators, one from Chapel Hill and one from Carrboro. I don't know what a trained negotiator is. I don't know if it's a member of the police force. It must be, who's trained in this kind of stuff, who are talking to him. And at some point, I'm sure they'll get him down.
And we're speaking with Art Chansky, and Art, we'll let you go in just a minute, but I don't know, honestly, anything about police strategy in a situation like this, and I don't know if you do either, if you've had a chance to speak with Captain Atak or anyone else from Carrboro or Chapel Hill Police, but they're clearly focusing on speaking with this individual and trying to get him to voluntarily come down. Is there any talk, especially now that he's sort of off of the, away from the ledge, of trying to sort of physically bring him down and into safety?
Well, my guess is that if they could get in a position where one of the negotiators, a policeman, can get between him and the edge of the building, that's what they will seems logical what they would try and do. But the first step would be to get him out of peril, get him off the ledge where he could make a quick move and then jump. So they've succeeded in doing that and moving him toward the middle of the roof area. And that's where you see occasionally people walking back and forth on top of the roof.
Until they can
get him in a position where he can't make a quick move and do something, then I think that's... Now, here's a camera crew has shown up from one of the local TV stations talking to the management of 300 East Main, so I'm going to go outside and follow him around, because he has obviously been allowed to do that. So I'll see what I can find out, and I will call you back.